you do get kids that come to you and say, well, my friends told me there's no Santa, you know.
Ooh.
And so I just sit there and I kind of touch my tummy and feel my beard and I say, well, I feel real. Are you real?
I'm walking through a shopping mall in Queens, New York, with a man everyone stops to look at.
Wow, listen to the echo. Ho, ho, ho!
I want a Captain America toy.
Captain America toy? Huh? Are you going to be a hero too? You can help other people. That's how you do it.
Like a remote control airplane with a remote control car.
Something that's remote control that you can zip around the house with.
Santa, it's great to meet you.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to meet you, too.
When did you get into town?
Oh, well, I'm always in every town. You know, you just have to look for me.
This is Tim Conahan, and he's the real deal. For almost 50 years, he's been a Santa here in the US and is in huge demand because of his real beautiful white beard, his jolly tummy, but most of all, because of how he's at ease with the children.
Well, I'm from an Irish Catholic family with 11 children, and I was the oldest. And Christmas was always a big event at our house.
For Tim, being Santa started in a very unusual way, as a soldier in the Vietnam War.
In 1969, in Vietnam, a friend of mine at Christmas, December 23rd, 1969, remember the date, he went and got a can of Barbasol shaving cream and made a big pile of shaving cream and put it on his face like a beard. And then he came out and there was Santa Claus, you know, a 20-year-old guy with shaving cream on his face. And he sat down in a folding chair and all of us got to sit down on his lap. After about a half hour, that shaving cream was kind of melting and falling away, you know, it got all watery. So I put on some shaving cream and took his place for about 15, 20 minutes.
That was Tim's first taste of being Santa. And the following year, he returned to the US and got a job in a department store. And that Christmas, when their Santa didn't show up, they turned to Tim.
Here I was, 21 years old. So I put on the suit and took an eyebrow pencil and kind of made some look like wrinkles around my eyes. And was Santa for everybody. In the children's theater of the mind, in their imagination, there's a cloud, a veil of imagination that makes everything magical. And you're Santa. You're going to feel that love. And it's a very addictive thing.
What do you like in the classroom?
Math.
Excellent. Now, are you into sports too?
Tim, is it difficult to be Santa nowadays because kids have never been so savvy, especially with all the access now to iPads and the internet? And so do Santas get thrown difficult questions?
You're right about the children. They're getting smarter and wiser. That cloud, that veil I told you about earlier, that disappears. They've been told by their parents, Santa's real. And then his friends are at school are saying, oh no, your mom and dad are Santa. Santa's not real. And that child's in a quandary. He doesn't know what to do. So he's going to gamble. He's going to go see Santa and make sure Santa knows what he wants for Christmas, just in case Santa is real.
But I'm even thinking of life's more complicated questions, like children whose parents are getting a divorce, or maybe their parents are in the military or in prison.
Well, that is a unique thing about being Santa Claus. To most children, he is real. And he also grants wishes. Now, Santa's magic is really toys. So he can't really grant those immaterial wishes. But you let the child know that they're loved. Now, if they mention that grandma passed away and they want her to come back, I'm sorry to hear that. I can tell you loved your grandma very much. And maybe she's somewhere right now looking at you, watching you visit me, and she loved you very much. Santa loved you too. Now, you've got to remember, most of these visits with Santa are 1 or 2 minutes. That's it.
Hi there. What's your name?
Dara.
And how old are you, Dara?
Six.
6 years.
Final question, Santa. Is the magic of Christmas real?
The magic of Christmas will always be there. It's one of the unique things about mankind. We all have compassion to our fellow man. And whether you are a follower of Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas or whatever your belief, you probably in your soul, in your heart, want to help others and do things for them. 2,000 years since Christ was born, 17 centuries of St. Nicholas and Santa Claus. So the magic of Christmas will always be there because it's in the soul of all mankind.
Santa, it was great meeting you, and a very happy Christmas.
A happy Christmas to everybody out there, and of course a prosperous New Year.